Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, we need you to get on the Capitol switchboard, the Senate switchboard especially, and call Arlen Specter and every one of those traitors and call House members because it's going there next. They're saying the president's got the deal behind closed doors. They're going to pass total amnesty. They got the mainstream media lying, having the illegals protest it and claim it, it restricts them. It does not do that. We're going to expose that hoax coming up. Later in the shower, we're going to air Ron Paul's press conference he gave here Saturday and the speech that hadn't been heard yet in the third hour, the speech Ron Paul gave that the state of Texas building where he was having and tried to keep us from recording in there, they can... Well, I don't want them to go to Hades, but we're just going to do what we want here. We're going to get this information out. And so that is coming up. It's called the First Amendment. And we stand firmly on it with God's support and ask for God's support. So that's coming up as well. Just masses of news. It's such an important broadcast today. All right, now let's go to the calls. 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to take a gamut, a load of calls. A board of calls, and then we'll start playing the Ron Paul stuff and get into the open borders and the total amnesty. Paul in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say no more anchor babies. We need to pass a law, no more anchor babies, so that they can't come up here. As long as they got that law, no law preventing them, they're going to come up here and have children. And
well, who wouldn't? I mean, who wouldn't? Some peasant in Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, southern, northern Mexico. Who wouldn't come here with an average baby costing $12,000 now? My wife had complications with our first child. It was almost $30,000. Thank God I had insurance, but the 20% I had to pay almost broke me. 5 years ago, I really didn't even have that much money to pay for that. And, it's just amazing. But, oh, no, the hospitals just pass that cost on to all of us through taxes and through cost because the average baby, $12,000. And it's not just Mexico. It was over $10,000 in 2006. This was in the Associated Press. Came from South Korea to have their babies. I mean, they land, folks, and stay 2 weeks and have the baby, and we pay for it.
Mr. Jones.
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to tell you that I'm supporting...
I need you to speak up, sir. I can't hear you.
I'm supporting Congressman Ron Paul for the Republican presidential candidate for this country. Before we lose it entirely, I've got bumper stickers all over my van, on the back of my car, and I'm trying to tell people. I'm writing phone numbers down. And bumper stickers, by the way, are very expensive. I didn't know until I was told, and campaign contributions would help with this. Hillary Clinton's got almost $240 million war chest. Now, she could buy anything she wants. We need help to get this man in there. If we don't, we're done.
I hear you, and I appreciate it, and good to hear from you. But let me be clear about this. I disagree with one thing. We're not done. We're never going to stop fighting. This is a key battle. Even getting him in all the debates and having him be involved in the primary, he's going to be injecting real issues and showing that all the other parties and all the other candidates are bought and paid for. That's a victory right there. He could win a primary. Okay, and then who knows what they'll do. I mean, I don't think they'll let him live. But he's a military veteran. He knows what he's doing. So we're in this fight. And even if they pass the amnesty, we're going to sue the locals and protest the local businesses, and we're going to get more aggressive, and we're going to enforce the law, and we're going to take action. We're never going to give up. This is not the end-all, be-all. Everything doesn't ride on Ron Paul. You know, I coined the phrase, America's last hope. We put that out there. I said founding father material. That got picked up as slogans. Great. Pick my brain, folks, and I pick the stuff you call in with. A lot of the jewels I basically popularize come from you, the audience. And so certainly a lot of that's my fault. I put out this America's Last Hope thing, and it's gotten caught on, and this founding father material and a founding father. And great, let's use that. But he is not the last hope. He is a key part of our last-ditch effort. All right? But, yes, we did call... And the office, 1-800-RON-PAUL is their number. It's new, and their campaign guy wasn't aware of that yet because he's so busy just scheduling interviews. So 1-800-RON-PAUL is the number, or 703-248-9119 is the fax. 9115 is the phone.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Last Thursday and Friday, there was an article written by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that, as far as I can tell, was carried in almost every major newspaper in the country. And when that happens, you know there's been lobbying, there's been a concerted effort, because it was carried by syndicates and papers that don't even normally carry St. Louis Post-Dispatch articles. I mean, this thing was in our local paper. It was in from the New York Times to the Seattle Post. They carried it. It was everywhere, showing me it's a key piece of enemy propaganda. In the headline, they say there's no North American Union. It's an urban legend. They say it's the mother of all conspiracies and that we are complete liars. Now, I got Bob Dacey. This is so important. I got Bob Dacey, who's really an expert on the NAU. He constantly studies it, coming in with all the actual documents and four-year documents and quotes and blueprints. He's coming in tomorrow for an hour in studio. We're going to shoot video of it and put it up on the web for PrisonPlanet.tv, folks, because it's so important. This is like denying that America even exists, or denying George Washington was a real person. I mean, the level, but the general public will read that and think from ever onward that we're lying, that Ron Paul's lying, that Alex Jones is lying, that you're lying, that Lou Dobbs is lying. I mean, this is like saying water on the periodic table, you know, isn't H2O or something. I guess water is a combination, so it wouldn't be anyways. The point is that it's like denying that we breathe oxygen. It's just... But you got to remember that committee chairmen over the war don't know the difference between Shiite and Sunni. So when you understand that, you know the level the globalists are playing from. All right, big Ron Paul news, his press conference, his riveting speech next hour. I'm going to put the press conference this hour. But I want to get through your calls, then get into the immigration, the amnesty that dovetails with this NAU lie and this latest hoax that is in every paper I've looked at. I just randomly went to big papers and did search engine queries with the headline with the name of the papers after it. They came up everywhere. Now, I only spot-checked it with six or seven, but I'd already seen it in more than 20 newspapers. I mean, it's just everywhere. This thing must be everywhere. I mean, if I'm just seeing it everywhere, and everywhere I randomly checked it was there, we're in trouble. I mean, this was a big push. But what did the military do when they were ramming with tanks, armored vehicles up against Waco and setting the church on fire? They said, this is not an assault. I mean, stealth bombers come in trying to block radar signatures, so radar deflects, or actually absorbs, doesn't deflect. They're camouflaged. I mean, this is what enemy attacks do. They're going to run camo, and they're going to run cloaking devices right up on us. It's military. It's done militarily. We're always shocked by how they lie. But even with people on the fence, it takes them back and makes them hesitate. I mean, when I see bald-faced lies, I even go double-check documents and double-check announcements to think, well, am I lying? I mean, am I twisting? You know, it makes me hesitate. And then I go, no, I'm not. They are complete liars, knowingly. Knowingly. It's like this amnesty. They're lying saying it isn't an amnesty. They're lying saying they got to pay $5,000. They're lying saying it builds a fence. They're lying saying it does all these things. And I've looked into it, and I've looked at the stuff senators have leaked. This thing is complete and total amnesty. It's got some flowery terms about security and fences, but then those are virtual fences that Chertoff will never build. Again, it's the level of lying. I was listening to radio last night, this morning, watching some TV to monitor it. You'd think that this was going to stop the illegal aliens and save America. It's the opposite. I remember campaign finance reform to fix things 6 years ago. The McCain-Feingold bill. It did the opposite. It restricted free speech. It doubled the money corporations could give. It reduced what individual citizens could give. They claim that we can't interview gun rights groups or environmental groups, any group, 6 weeks before an election. Everybody just ignores it. So that's the good news. We just ignore it. It is law, though, that we have no First Amendment. But again, that is below the actual First Amendment, so it's null and void. Any law that's a violation of that is null and void. Marbury versus Madison and literally hundreds of other federal and state rulings say that. Of course, the dumb cops and the public don't know that serve the government. They don't know they're actually working for a criminal system. But the point is, we just ignore it. They called it reform, which has the connotation of it fixed things and stopped special interest in pork barrel and bribes. It was the opposite. It doubled them but restricted us. But see, they sold it as it was going to save us. I remember 4 years ago there were headlines, Bush signs law to protect your privacy with prescription drugs and health care. It made it completely transparent. All dentistry, all gynecology, every school of medicine, every subdiscipline, everything is instantly uploaded to the federal government. Every prescription you get, instantly. No warrants, no juries, no judges, no due process. You're all criminals. It's all instantly uploaded. They called it protecting your privacy. It did the exact opposite. It's the same thing with this amnesty deal. I mean, it's military. It's not a lie to the military that stealth bombers absorb radar and don't have a big radar signature. It's just we cloak our activities. We want to come in and drop 2,000-pound bombs on you. When a tank's got camouflage on it, they don't call that a lie. They call it camouflage. When they tell you that, you know, just stay in your foxhole, stay in your trenches, this happened in World War I, World War II, and Korea and Vietnam, both sides did it. This is not an assault. Lay down your arms. This is not an assault. While artillery is firing at you and troops are literally bayoneting you in your foxholes, there are enemy troops coming over. Both sides do it with tanks blaring in your own language. This is not an assault. Lay down. That's all this is. Military psyop. There's no North American Union. There's no amnesty. There's no there's only 12 million illegals. That's a lie. It's more like 36 million. It's all lies. And maybe you like being lied to. I said I'd get to it later. Just let's go back to calls. Fred, I'm going to move quick. Fred in Oklahoma, go ahead.
Alex, one of these illegal invaders rights groups is hosting a 1-800 call-in number. And you can call this number on the dime of the illegal aliens and tell your congressmen and senators, well, tell your senators what you think about immigration reform.
Oh, good. Give us the number.
800-882-2005. 800-882-2005. 2005.
Let me have that number again.
1-800-882-2005.
And you've tested that?
Oh, yes. And when you call it, you actually get a message in Spanish, and you press 1 to talk to your senior senator and 2 to talk to the junior senator. And you can leave them a little a message in their voice box. And you press 1 or 2, and then they play the instructions for you again, and you press 1 to connect. See, it's all in Spanish, except for the message that says, tell your senators in English this message, and it's tell your senators to grant citizenship to immigrants or some such thing.
And by the way, the illegal aliens know how to work together as a team because it is all about the Raza, whereas everybody else is taught not to work together as teams or groups or tribes. They're taught to work as that by the globalists who are masters of tribal politics. And I knew that they were lobbying on all the Spanish-owned stations owned by Clear Channel and the rest of them. So that makes it even more key. So I guess they forward you through a 1-800 number to Congress. So that's a great way to do it. In fact, I'm going to do it during the next break. But think about this. Remember in December of 2005, Christmas Day, Dallas Morning News reported that Rob Allen & Co., the same strategist that advised Rove, they're above Rove, and that helped Vicente Fox in his two campaigns, was going to have nationwide demonstrations, but it backfired. They had trucks of flags, American flags. The illegals didn't want them, so it backfired. So remember, they had 2 months of demonstrations trying to, because they were so mad that it backfired, they tried to make them carry American flags. They wouldn't do it, predominantly, you know, trying to reverse what had happened back in April of 2006. That was all set up by the Bush administration. And I'll guarantee you this new phone number is being financed by Coca-Cola and AT&T.
A couple more quick points. Have you ever heard of a file-sharing program called BitTorrent?
Yes, I have.
Okay, it's a really good way to get information, for instance, videos, audio, all that kind of stuff out there, and everybody can use it. It's free and so on and so forth. And I just think all your listeners should investigate that. And a third point, what is the possibility of people in various states getting together and setting up websites, watchdog websites where we track the activities of Congress and senators?
I'm trying to do that. You know, I'm producing one film. I'm executive producing another. I've got the office. I've got the computers. I have an empty office because I'm so busy trying to finish Endgame, I can't even interview the people I need to put them in the other office to start the social networking site for patriots on all those issues. But we're trying to do it. We're working as hard as we can. Just keep sending your resumes to Aaron@Infowars.com and other places. We're stepping up. We'll do that, too. That's another reason we need people's financial support so I can try to finance all this. I appreciate your call. And you support us, ladies and gentlemen, who, again, support Ron Paul and everybody else, by buying the books and videos at Infowars.com. We'll be right back with more of your calls in the Ron Paul clips. Stay with us.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
But just as fast, I felt brand new for you. Look at you.
Look at Ron Paul.
If I made a pass at you.
The New World Order knows that we're rising against them on every front. Thank God for that. At least we won't go down without a fight. You can know that, and hey, we might win with God's help. Let's go ahead and go to Jeff in Indiana. He's the last caller in line, but he says he disagrees. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Alex. It's great to talk to you. I can't believe the first time. I've been listening to you for a couple of years. I can't believe the first time talking to you. I disagree, but here you go. I have three things, actually, I disagree with you on. First, I disagree with you on the Ron Paul and 911 issue. I think that he's hurting the 911 truth movement by sort of playing the game that he's thinks that Osama bin Laden is, you know, separate from the CIA and all this kind of stuff. I think that's really a bad thing going on. I think it's hurting the 911 truth movement, and I think that he should stop. He's got the spotlight. I think he needs to come clean on the issue right now, and it'd be a huge boost forward for 911 truth. My second issue I disagree on is with you and Aaron Russo last week. I think that you guys were sort of changing the tune to talk about we should have a violent revolution. I think that you guys are wrong about this. I think we'll lose if we do that. They've got too many microwave weapons
Well, number one, I didn't say that, so what you just said is completely false.
Well, no, I think Aaron Russo was kind of
you just said
that.
I said that.
Well, I thought you were agreeing with them to some degree, like going along with it at least.
Well, Aaron's fighting for his life right now with cancer, and he's really upset about what's happening, and he was just angry. But I do disagree with you. If we do have a physical fight, sir, we're going to win because most of the military personnel I talk to know about the New World Order, know 9/11's an inside job now and aren't going to go along with it. That's why they're racing to turn the army mainly into Mexican troops and Filipino and Eastern Bloc troops. And for those that didn't know, they've got huge recruiting stations worldwide. A year ago, 20% of the ground force of the army in Iraq was Latin American. And we're in a crisis there, but we'll defeat them too. And I'm trying to wake up as many people as we can before the globalists get violent so that once the fight starts, we've done enough weightlifting and gotten our brains straight and done enough combat training. And I mean that just in a preparatory way with waking up the body politic. I don't mean that individually. To crush the enemy quickly and swiftly. If they try a military option against certain targets to intimidate the public, if there is swift counterstrikes against enemy forces, they will back off and drop that option very quickly. That gets into a very complex long-term strategy, which I haven't even dealt with or pushed for here on air. But if push comes to shove, sir, I feel sorry for the, quote, security services that try to bring in Stalinist tyranny here in the United States. They will be completely annihilated in a matter of days.
But doesn't the New World Order want
that? That's phase two, yes, exactly. Phase two is to bring in massive hordes of international I-4 troops, and that's why I don't want violence. And so I agree with you, violence is not what we need, but I'm just telling you, sir, we cannot go to the FEMA camps, we cannot get on the Army trucks, we cannot put our children on the Army trucks, we have to resist.
Yeah, no, I think it's the Gandhi approach. We just need to sit back and wait for
to a point. So I am not an offensive person physically, but if you got a bunch of monkeys running around confiscating guns and dragging families out of houses, I'm just not going to talk about what I'm going to do.
Well, no,
okay,
that would be
hell will freeze over. Hell will freeze over before I go along with that.
Oh no, I agree, but that would be a defensive move.
I agree,
not an offensive move. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I wrote a book, and in it I show that the way to beat them is to not participate with the corporations. You have to. If we were all self-sufficient in America, all gun owners, self-sufficient, having our own little farms and so forth, there is really no problem. I think that's the key.
That's right. That is the key. People, but again, key patriots, everybody I know here in Austin, people that work for me, all went out of Austin, but we have to be here to fight. This is the infrastructure. But within a year or two, the technology is going to be there to be out in the country. Now, that's good for the small fish in the patriot movement. It is not good for big fish because then they can isolate you and call you a cult and kill you. And Waco, with their computer models, was really a preemptive precedent-setting case, they thought, to barbecue people alive, calling anyone outside of city cults. So that was also a key trial balloon. They have foreseen those threats. Real ID Act, premises ID, animal ID is about shutting down the small community areas. Just having 5 acres somewhere in the country that you can bug out to with a year's supply of food and tents. I mean, if people can only afford that, if you can only afford 10 acres in the desert, you can still buy stuff out in the desert, for cheap. And if it's got water, you're sitting pretty. And then you just sit there like a rattlesnake, shaking your tail, leave me alone, leave me alone. And the globalists will leave you alone, by and large.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me run through your calls really fast here, and then I'm going to get more into Ron Paul, the open borders, the amnesty, the North American Union hoax, where they're saying that we're hoaxing and it doesn't exist. It's just, it's military ops. It's lying. It's camouflage. They will deny that it's an attack until the knife goes in between the vertebra of your spine. Robert in Washington, thanks for holding here on the air.
Alex Jones?
Yes, go ahead. Okay, he said Alex Jones and hung up. I guess his phone went dead. You can call back, Robert, if you can get in. Richard in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. God bless and keep you. And I'm just so pleased to see the great effort that's coming out of your operation. It's really wonderful to see the amped up use of activism and tools and the team that you've got working behind you now to help push these things along. And it just seems like things are on an ever-improving track in terms of activism and opportunities. I noticed today that there is a technology that may be put to use in our national parks and similar places for metal detectors, which, you know, they would allege would be put in there for the hampering of poaching operations. But, you know, clearly that technology could be used for...
Excuse me? Now they're going to make everybody going through national parks go through metal detectors?
Yep. Well, no, these are buried metal detectors that will be out along trails and that sort of thing to detect movements of people with guns.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Where did you see this?
They're not putting them in yet, but the technology is here right now. The companies in the U.S. are shipping them overseas to be used in poaching situations, but already the National Parks has expressed an interest in putting them in our parks.
Amazing. I do know that they have spent billions. I mean, the feds, your phone's breaking up. I'm going to let you go. They have spent billions. Just in New York alone, the feds have paid to put cameras and face scanning software and software that reads your lips is going in all over the place. You know, people get confused. They say, well, is it a face scanning camera or does it read your lips or does it? You can take any high quality digital camera that gives them enough resolution and then feed it through different software packages. So these cameras have got stuff that analyzes your walk, that listens to your speech, that talks back at you with loudspeakers, that reads your lips and chronicles what you're saying, that scans your face. It's in nationwide. Every major city already has cameras going through these federal packages. Every city has literally thousands of high-def cameras already installed. What do they do on the border, though? They literally put 20-year-old cameras up on poles 15 to 20 miles away from the borders where they are next to worthless. You know, I heard Ron Paul in this press conference that we videotaped that we sent a reporter to Saturday night here in Austin talk about the military hiring the Border Patrol to go over to Iraq. And they say you learn something every day. You would have thought that if this started a year ago, I would have known about it. I didn't know about it. I Googled it, and I found photos, video of the Border Patrol in Iraq doing house-to-house searches, border control. I found mainstream news articles where the government gives them a $25,000 bonus and gives them a government paycheck and a Dine Corps paycheck to incentivize them to go to Iraq. Now, understand, Border Patrol barely make enough to live. They make less than most city cops. They harass them. They're mean to them. It has some of the highest entrance exams and training exams and some of the most rigorous military training to get into it of any law enforcement in the United States. They make them sit on one quadrant and look left or right, north or south, one direction on the compass. If they look any other direction and report illegals, they are written up. If they do it three times, they're kicked out of the Border Patrol. Imagine being a Border Patrol officer. You're not allowed to look but one direction, and you can't report it. Now, folks, that's a four-year-old announcement. They also make them spend half their time in the scrub brush in South Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, California, very dangerous here in my state, full of rattlesnakes, picking up trash. In the brush, picking up trash. Anything they can do to burn the time. You can't look but one direction. You got to pick trash up. You can't pursue. You can't speed over the speed limit when chasing an illegal alien. Police are told, don't arrest illegals, the feds won't pick them up. That's on record. They don't have to have any type of ID to get bank accounts. You know that. But citizens, you try running from the cops, ladies and gentlemen. They'll shut down half the city. They'll have helicopters. It's over. They'll shoot your tires out. I mean, you thought that Hitler was on the loose. You see, but the illegals are meant to be brought in. It's a key to the New World Order. They got to do it. In fact, I've been taking call after call, but I've been going too long with callers, so I'm just going to cover this right now. I'm going to go ahead and get into the illegal aliens now, and then I'm going to, and the amnesty, and then I'll get into Ron Paul and continue with your calls for David and Sasha and many others that are patiently holding. Since I'm saying I'm going to do that, let me get into my stack, get past all the Ron Paul stuff. Urban Legend, North American Union, Bush's Plan B, maybe to attack Iran. We'll get into that. Immigration bill would require re-verification of 145 million American workers. Here we are. Let me just start the story with this today. This is out of Newsmax. They took excerpts out of an AP article. An illegal alien, and by the way, we see this every 2 days, and I'm not looking for this, so I would imagine it's probably happening every day. I do know the majority of murders in Los Angeles are committed by illegal aliens. Why? Because already Mexico literally dumps its illegal aliens, dumps its criminals like Castro did in the north. They even bus them to northern towns and dump them out, and then coyotes bring them across. They get here. They're already criminals to be here to begin with. Illegal shoots deputy in the face. An illegal immigrant with a lengthy criminal record has been charged with shooting a Wisconsin sheriff's deputy in the face and killing him. And this just happened in Waco and Houston in the last month, and outside one of the towns outside San Antonio it just happened. But it's all kept real quiet. Cop pulls him over, shoot him in the face. But the cops can't even arrest him for no insurance or no driver's license. But God forbid you get pulled over driving with your family to the beach. They'll start talking about taking your kids from you. They'll have some, bull female with a shaved head sitting there looking at you with hatred because she just hates men. Oh, yeah. Esquel Lopez was charged in the death of Kennesaw County Sheriff's Deputy Frank Fabiano, there. According to WTMJ-TV in Milwaukee, a criminal complaint against Lopez admits to drinking tequila on a night of the murder and doing cocaine. But he told investigators that he doesn't remember shooting anyone. Lopez's criminal record includes, and I can't read the two pages, I just can't read it all. He was arrested in Utah for lewd and lascivious conduct. That was 2001. 2003, he was arrested in Texas on a gun charge. That's sealed. 2003, Lopez was picked up in Missouri for OWI. What's OWI? I don't know what it is. 2004, Kennesaw police arrested him on charges of domestic battery, disorderly conduct, bail jumping. I can't read it all. We're out of time. But this is a standard. Remember the railway killer? He'd killed like 16 people they know of. He'd been released, it was 20-plus times, I know that. And, I mean, murders, rapes, killing. He was like a literal demon creature enjoying himself. And it just didn't matter. Finally caught him in Texas because there was a state police sign walking down the road and had done a little bit of homework and recognized him. But that was the only reason. And most of your home invasions now in the Southwest are illegal aliens. And it's because, folks, they know. Nobody knows their name. They don't have IDs on them. They can do whatever they want. But the cops will routinely arrest citizens for not having IDs at parks. Fail your ID. They'll just pull up and go, let me see your IDs. I'm sorry, I live right over there. That's it. Get in the squad car. And the Border Patrol got 25. They hired over 1,000 agents, I learned. Over 1,000 agents, $25,000 signing bonus. And they're paid $120,000 a year starting. You know what a Border Patrol agent who's a senior, we're talking 15, 20 years, you know how much they make? $40,000 a year. Folks, $40,000 a year is nothing. Nothing. Same thing with the cops. They tell these fools, oh, you got to go write more tickets or we're going to have cuts. The average cop raises close to $300,000 a year. You are so stupid. Of course, we're all stupid. I'm not just singling you out. But they just play you like a fiddle. Oh, we got to crack down on fines and fees, men and women. We're having a shortfall. There's no shortfall. They're hiring cops like they're going out of style because you're bringing in hundreds of thousands of dollars. Then they tell you to go squeeze this because there's no money. I mean, it's sick. Next time a cop pulls you over and see your ID, go, well, I got one, officer, but why should I show it to you? You know you're not supposed to arrest illegal aliens, and if you do, they're released. Just give me, and they'll look down, I do that, just give me the license. Yeah, I know, just give me the license. That's right, I'm the big fat hog. I'm the big dumb American, trained how to serve you, trained how to jump through all your hoops. trained how to do everything, but when an illegal alien rear-ended me and the cops came, they just wrote up a report and let him go. By the way, that happened to me 10 years ago. Was it 9 years ago? Or 98, yeah, about 9 years ago. That happened to me. It also breeds crime because the illegals are afraid to call the police. And so then in their own communities, the gangs really get out of control. But now they've announced all over the country in 860-plus sanctuary cities, don't worry, we won't arrest you, call us for whatever crime. So there's the excuse for that. So we have four different senators have seen sections of the bill who were in the two committees vetting all of this in the Senate in the secret agreement last week. They've been able to see subsections. There is a Z visa that is unlimited, total amnesty for anyone here. Anyone can apply. They can apply with a consular matricula that literally come in Cracker Jack boxes. I mean, they will, the head of the Republican Senate, I had him on a few years ago, he was in the major papers, the Denver Post and others, in just 4 hours, he got four matriculas. Took him an hour to apply for each and get it at the same office. He just went in over and over again. And it was a white guy and they gave it to him. Can you imagine with the illegals? He was just giving fake names. And boom, it's over. So just with the government numbers, the illegals take close to three times what they pay in taxes in the anchor babies and the hospitalization at the emergency rooms and the welfare. And who blames them? Would you rather live in Mexico City with 36 million people where you're a total slave of a tyrannical government owned by the New World Order? Or will you fight kicking and screaming to come work up here for $6 an hour, $5 an hour? And of course, you can't live on that for the corporations and the meat packers. But see, the corporations have got it set up where you're allowed to get welfare off the middle class tax money to then subsidize. See, we're subsidizing the corporations. And yeah, it gives some illegals a better life, and I don't particularly mind them. I know you reap what you sow. I know what comes around goes around. I have empathy. I want them to live in nicer houses. I want them to have good meals. I appreciate when I see illegal aliens that I see them appreciating food they're getting at the grocery store. I can see them appreciating their families. I can see they're very healthy in many ways, psychologically, culturally. They're tribal. You're supposed to be like that, folks. They're pro-family. You're supposed to be like that. They enjoy simple things. They're good, smart people. But they hate America's guts. Be clear on that. And they're bringing the country down. Okay? So, you know, just like I may admire a rattlesnake and or a coral snake, but the point is it's deadly dangerous to this country. I may admire, Darth Vader, but, you know, in the fantasy world, Darth Vader's dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. So the point is that you got this culturally guilty, pathetic America. I mean, we are made to be taken over. We're like a weak host. We're like somebody who doesn't have any immune system being completely overrun, and there's just nothing we can do unless we wake up and rise to the occasion. So the elite, and here's the other deal, for the illegals that are already here, and that's why a lot of illegals that are here know this, because they are street smart and wise. They, a lot of illegals don't want more illegals, because they know the more that comes, the more their wages goes down. What you can't teach some dumb middle-class black guy or white guy, you can teach an illegal alien because they're not stupid. And a lot of them are like, oh, I agree. I'm even here illegally. Or, well, I came here legally, but, you know, I'm making $20 an hour as a truck driver. Yeah, I don't want these people here. Because, see, they can do math. They know there's over 100 million new births a year in Latin America. Yeah, did you know that? Or close to it. It was 80-something million. When they know there's 100 million in Mexico, 30 million Mexicans here, well, 20-something million of that's Mexicans, the others are Latin American. They're not stupid. The illegals that are here now, they know. And by the way, now the Chinese, the South Koreans, others, they've all learned. Eastern Europeans have learned. They can fly in on a visa, claim their own tourist visa, come in here 2 weeks before birth, and again, over 10,000 South Koreans last year. Came in, boom, went in and had $12,000 on average births. Boom, they're now citizens. That baby's citizens. The parents are here. It's over, folks. And they're going to, and boy, they know how to, I'm not knocking Eastern Europeans either. I'm just stating the facts. They're experts at sucking off the government because that's the system they came from. It's over. And the feds and the globalists want that because it will bankrupt the economy. So they lie and claim they got to pay $5,000. They lie and claim they've got to leave the country under the deal and then come back under visa. No, the senators are on record saying, no, we've seen it. We've seen the secret bill. There's a reason it's secret. They're keeping it secret. They're trying to vote on it today. They announced a deal last week. They're telling you it ends the illegal alien problem. They've got fake neocons. I heard one last night on the radio saying, yeah, this will fix the illegal alien problem. They're bald-faced liars. It's amnesty, period. But it's more than just amnesty. It allows unlimited skilled and unskilled workers to be visa'd by Fortune 500 if they request. It's the same bill they've had four times in the last 6 years. This is it. We're facing it. It's a secret bill, just like the NAFTA highways, just like the Patriot Act. Just like the Federal Reserve Act, just like it's always secret. And now we know the details. It's total amnesty, and they're saying it's not.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 network security switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 security switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I've got huge news blitzes coming up in the next hour. We've got the list of Bilderberg attendees for 2007 from Daniel Estulon. This just went up on JonesReport.com. It is exclusive. I've got about five or six other exclusive stories. We've got Ron Paul's press conference. We've got his entire speech that he gave locally here in Austin. that the state was saying it was in that building that no one was allowed to record. This isn't Russia, okay? Just shut up. We're going to air it. Stop telling us we're a bunch of slaves. Stop treating us like that. It's like cops coming up on the street corner in New York or Dallas, Texas, and telling people, you can't videotape here. Turn your cameras off. I was just last night reviewing video that Rob, when he was up in New York visiting family a few months ago, shot some more UN shots for us. He's on a sidewalk, starts videotaping for about a minute with a tripod, and the cops pull up and tell him he can't videotape. That's what America's turned into, folks. Just goons walking around treating us like we're all criminals. You're the criminals when you act like that. All right, I'm sorry. It's all coming up. And I'm going to get to Sasha and everybody else, David and others that are patiently holding. I've got National Security Decision Directive 51, which was the setup for martial law 2 weeks ago. We've mentioned this, but I could talk for 5 hours about this. I mean, it's so terrifying. It's just everything. I am literally wallowing in this. It's like we're being attacked by from a thousand sides, and how do you even chronicle it all? Just know this, our government is not our government. It's totally bought and paid for, and they're making their move right now. Aaron Russo's right. But we're making our move, too, with Ron Paul and fighting the open borders and the Second Amendment and people waking up to 9/11 truth. The country is waking up. We always said when the globalists made their move, it would be completely obvious and everybody would wake up. I'm going to cover first when we get back, because I've got to get to it. This North American Union story saying it doesn't exist and we're all kook liars. But I just hope that you will also expose the hoax of the lie that this isn't an amnesty program, and they've got a few illegal alien groups out saying, oh, we don't like this, and Pelosi says she doesn't like it. That's all done to fool you. Oh, the Democrats are against it. It must be good. If you actually look, it's the Democrats pushing it, and Ted Kennedy wrote the bill in secret. And you watch, Pelosi, when it comes time for a vote, is going to vote for it. They're playing games with you. They're decoying you. If you learn military tactics and just apply it to this, you'll see everything they're doing is done militarily. Do you understand that? It's all military. It's military propaganda. And they do the same stuff over and over again. All we have to do is assess them as Tokyo Roses, assess them as the enemy, as the counterfeit, and we can remove them and go off the true blueprint, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. Now I'm going to end this hour, and I'm going to come back, and what we'll do is we'll take a few calls, then I'll get into the North American Union, then I'll spend the rest of the time with Ron Paul. That's what we're going to do. On the Ron Paul clips that, again, are virgin. Nobody's heard these yet. Well, I guess if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you've seen them. They're up there right now. You can watch some of the YouTube clips of it right now at PrisonPlanet.com. Before I end this hour, if you believe in what we're doing, fighting tooth and nail, then literally charge up our battery, put more fuel in our tank, and you do that by buying the books and videos at InfoWars.com. Literally, folks, we're a big old locomotive going over the side at full speed against the New World Order. I am literally got my hair on fire driving this thing, and I just need you there just shoveling it in there, folks. I mean, because it's a collision. Here comes the enemy train, and we're on the collision course with the train. We don't have a choice. We got to broadside them. We got to go head on, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm telling you, just go buy the books and videos. Just shovel that coal right into that furnace. Oh, yeah. And just get those wheels turning even faster.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.